AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Computer problems grounded all United Airlines flights across the nation for a time this morning. Our Warren Levinson starts us off.
The carrier says it had network connectivity problems, which hit all aspects of the airline's operation. United has 9 hubs in the United States. It's one of the biggest airlines in the world, the largest in terms of destinations served. This is the second such shutdown in 5 weeks. The June 2nd problem closed the airline down for 40 minutes. United has had its share of computer difficulties since 2010 when it bought Continental. It has sometimes struggled to integrate the two companies' computer systems. Warren Levinson, New York.
What does it mean exactly to say an airline had computer problems? Scott Meyerowitz, our airline expert, dives into that question.
The plane can fly by itself, but it needs information on how much fuel to put on a plane, how to balance bags, and, of course, the best way to avoid weather and storms. All that goes through a central computer system, and when there's an outage, basically the airline is helpless and can't get its planes in the air.
United's ground stop lasted less than 2 hours this morning, according to the FAA. Financially struggling Greece is asking for a loan from Europe, and it says it does now have a plan for reform, which it will unveil by tomorrow. Tax and pension changes said to be in the mix there. At the moment, the Dow is down 142 points as investors worry about China's ability to stop a stock market slide there. Sentenced to death in Baghdad, 24 men believed to be Islamic State militants. These men executed 1,700 Iraqi soldiers last year to Crete, forcing them to lie face down in a ditch and then shooting them. The FBI director is telling Congress Americans' right to privacy has to be weighed against the public safety. At issue is computer encryption technology. This is AP Radio News. The number of heroin users in this country has grown by nearly 300,000 over a decade. This is according to a new government report, which says most of the new heroin users are whites. AP correspondent Mike Stobe with what's going on here.
Experts think that people have shifted from OxyContin and other opioid painkillers to cheaper heroin.
The rate of heroin use doubled in women. A federal judge says the Washington Redskins can still use the name if they want to, but they'll lose some legal protections after he ordered the patent office to cancel their registration of the name. Judge Gerald Bruce Lee says the team name may be disparaging to Native Americans. Jaguar Land Rover is recalling thousands of late model Range Rover and Range Rover Sport SUVs because the doors may not latch properly and may open when the vehicle's being driven. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.